We saw an amazing presentation. I've been talking about almost every CME program we have. It just really blew me away at the SITC meeting in February, where they looked at the Foundation Medicine database of 100,000 samples, and they looked for, well, they called it CD274, but I think it's basically the same alteration you see in HL. They called it CD274, but it's amplification of PD-L1. And they found this in 100 different tumor types, very, very low frequency. I mean, they have 100,000 specimens. So it's like 0.2% of breast cancer, almost every, at 100 different tumor types. And they treated 9 patients who had it, but didn't have Hodgkin with checkpoint inhibitor, and 6 responded. And they included in the presentation some imaging on a patient with glioblastoma who had it and responded. John, what, I don't know if you're familiar with this work. Any thoughts about it?
Well, I'd say I think, based on what you described, Neil, it's hypothesis generating. I think even though there are these clues from the solid tumor literature about, MSI high or mutational load, at least in our space, it doesn't seem like that's really going to play out as being a meaningful predictor in lymphoma. And so I think the answer is the larger data sets, and it's going to involve a lot of profiling. But I think, profiling the immune system in the microenvironment, not just tumor, is probably going to be more of the relevant answer here. And again, Margaret's group is trying to do a bit of that. There are lots of other people with similar interests.
Craig, and again, I don't know if you're familiar with this. Any thoughts about this? Not so much as it relates to HL, but as it relates to other cancers, solid tumors. Are we going to be looking for these rare, sort of basket-like? And it kind of reminds me a little bit of MSI. Are we going to be doing that in the future for, solid tumors?
Taking Hodgkin lymphoma out of the pile, I mean, there's no doubt we'll be doing basket studies in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. We already know there are BRAF positive, for example, subtypes of large cell lymphoma. Testicular lymphoma, for example, EBV positive diffuse large B cell lymphoma, the CNS lymphomas all have multiple copies of PD-L1.